Title: Swing in a Men Style Drop Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build a proper drum and bass. Jungle Leaning Drop in Ableton Live 12, using an Amen Break, adding swing in a way that actually rolls, and then performing it in Session View and recording that performance into Arrangement View like a real track. The vibe focus today is atmospheres. So yes, we want drums that hit, but we also want that dark air around them, that roomy, breathing, underwater warehouse feeling that makes the drop feel three-dimensional. Let's go step by step and keep it beginner-friendly, but still legit. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB zone. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks so you're not improvising organization later. Make track 1 an audio track called Amen. Track 2, kick. Track 3, snare. Track 4, SUB as a MIDI track. Track 5, Atmos. And optionally track 6, FX. Quick teacher tip. Color code these now. When you start launching clips and recording, you'll be really happy you did. Now let's load the Amen break and warp it correctly, because this is the part that makes or breaks everything. If the warp is off, swing won't feel like swing. It'll feel like the whole track is tripping. In session view, on your Amen track, drag your Amen break into an empty clip slot. Click the clip so the clip view opens at the bottom. Turn warp on. Look at SIG. BB them. Ableton sometimes guesses the wrong original tempo. If it's wildly off, adjust it closer to the sample's real tempo. We don't need perfection here, we just need it to behave. For warp mode, choose beats. That's the classic choppy transient jungle feel. Set preserve to transients, and set envelope somewhere around 10 to 30%. Start at 20. If the break starts sounding too blurred, lower it. If it's too clicky, raise it a bit, or consider Complex Pro as an alternate, but beats is usually the right vibe for Amen's stuff. Now find the true downbeat. Zoom in. You're looking for the first strong kick transient. The moment the break really begins, right-click exactly on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. That's the magic move that locks the sample to the project tempo cleanly. Your goal is simple. It should loop tightly for at least 4 to 8 bars without drifting, flamming, or feeling like it's slowly sliding off the grid. If it doesn't, don't push forward yet. Fix it now. Warping is like building a house foundation. If it's crooked, everything you build on top looks weird. Cool. Now we're going to use session view the way it's meant to be used. Variations. Duplicate that Amen clip a few times so you have multiple versions you can launch. Use CMD or Ctrl D to duplicate until you have 4 clips. Name them. Amen, bass. Amen, ghosty. Amen, fill. Amen, filtered. Set clip lengths like this. Bass is 2 bars. Ghosty is 2 bars. Fill is 1 bar. Filtered is 4 bars. Why? Because this gives you performance control. You can keep a steady groove, then hit a 1 bar fill whenever you want, and have a longer filtered clip that feels like a section change. Now the swing. This is the core of the lesson. Swing the Amen in a way that grooves, but doesn't fall apart. There are 2 solid beginner-safe ways. We'll start with the easiest. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. It's the little wavy icon on the left side, or you can go to view and find groove pool. In the browser, go to grooves, then swing and groove. Pick something like MPC 16 Swing 57, or Swing 16-60. Drag that groove into the groove pool. Then drag it onto your Amen bass clip. Now click the groove in the groove pool, and let's set it up gently. For DNB, subtle swing is usually the move. If you go too hard, the break starts feeling sloppy and late, and the drop loses its roll. Set timing around 20 to 40%. Start at 30. Set velocity 0 to 20. Start at 10. Set random 0 to 10. Start at 5. Then click the Amen clip and make sure the groove assignment is actually showing in clip view. Sometimes beginners think they applied it, but it's not actually assigned. Now here's a really important coaching rule. Get your swing feel from one place. Meaning, swing the Amen details, but keep your kick and snare layers straight. If you swing everything, you'll end up chasing tiny timing problems forever, and it'll feel facey and inconsistent. Also, don't commit groove yet. Groove pool is flexible, and you're still designing. Commit only when you're sure you like the feel and you want to do micro edits based on the new timing. Now, optional swing method 2, just so you know it exists. Manual micro swing with warp markers. This is Amen science. You keep the main kick and snare anchors tight to the grid, but you nudge certain offbeat details slightly late, like hats and little ghost hits. In clip view, focus on offbeat 16th transients. Nudge them later by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Tiny moves. You're not trying to change the beat, you're trying to add bounce. And if you want extra energy, you can do a push-pull concept. Hats a little late. Tiny ghost snare ticks a hair early. That can create bounce without making the pocket feel slow. But again, keep the backbone tight. The main snare on 2 and 4 is sacred in DNB. If that drifts, the whole drop feels weak. Next, let's process the amen so it hits. On the amen track, add an effects chain in this order. First, EQ 8. High pass at around 30 to 40 HC to remove rumble that eats headroom. If it's boxy, make a small dip around 200 to 350 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you want a little air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 KHC, maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB. If it gets harsh, skip the shelf or even dip that area slightly. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, start at 8. Crunch 0 to 10 to taste, boom 0 to 10. But be careful because this can fight your sub. Use damp to stop the high end from becoming brittle. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not smash. This chain is about bite and cohesion, without destroying transients. Now we're going to stabilize the drop with layered kick and snare. This is optional, but it's very modern DNB, and it helps the amen feel consistent. On your kick and snare tracks, load one shots you like. You can do audio clips or MIDI. Keep it simple. Program a basic two-step backbone. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Optionally add an extra kick around 1.3 if you want more push, and mix these layers quietly. Seriously, the amen is still the character. Start with the kick and snare layers around minus 12 to minus 18 dB and bring them up only until the groove feels anchored. Now here's a secret weapon for layering that saves beginners. Track delay. If your layered snare feels slightly late or early against the amen even though everything is on the grid, don't immediately start moving MIDI notes around. Instead, enable track delays. Go to View, Mixer, and show track delays, so you can see the D section. Try pulling the snare layer slightly earlier, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, and the kick layer maybe minus 2 to minus 8 milliseconds. This often locks the layers to the break without you touching warping or MIDI. It's a surgical fix. Now let's build the atmosphere, because this is the area focus. Atmospheres in drum and bass. On the Atmos track, drop in a long pad, noise, field recording, or any sustained texture. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Tweep the cutoff somewhere from 300 HC up to 2K HC depending on how dark you want it. Add a little resonance, around 10 to 25%, just enough to give the filter some character. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or shimmer if you keep it subtle. Decay around 4 to 10 seconds. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Start at 25. Then add echo. Time at 1/4 or 3/16. Feedback around 20 to 40. And filter the lows out of the delay. Roll off below 200 HC so your space doesn't fight the sub and kick. Now the classic DNB move. Sidechain the atmosphere to the drum so it breathes. Put a compressor on the Atmos track. Not glue, just the regular compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose the MN track as the input. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. Lower threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. That gives you the illusion of huge space without muddying the drums. And one more atmosphere polish trick. Put utility at the end of the Atmos chain. Set width around 140 to 170% to widen it. And set bass mono around 120 to 200 HC so the low end stays centered and clean for drums and sub. Now we build scenes in session view. This is where you turn loops into a track. Create scenes and name them. Intro Atmos. Pre-drop tension. Drop a bass. Drop a ghosty. Drop a fill to bass. Drop B filtered or halftime tease. Now assign clips per scene. Intro Atmos, only Atmos, no amen. Pre-drop, maybe the filtered amen quietly, plus Atmos and maybe a rising FX if you want. Drop a bass, amen bass plus kick and snare layers plus sub. Drop a ghosty, amen ghosty, same layers. Fill to bass, trigger the one bar fill. Drop B, filtered amen and maybe a slightly different sub note or a space change. Quick launch behavior coaching. Right-click clips and look at launch settings. For Atmos loops, turn legato on. that keeps the wash continuous as you switch scenes so it doesn't restart awkwardly. For Amen variations, keep legato off, so when you launch a new break variation, it restarts cleanly on the next quantized launch. That keeps your drop predictable and punchy. Set global quantization at the top to 1 bar. That's safe and musical. Later, when you're confident, you can go to 1/4 for fills, but don't rush that. Tight transitions beat flashy mistakes. Now the key skill, recording session view into arrangement view. You're going to perform your arrangement, and Ableton will record your scene launches and your knob moves. Hit the arrangement record button on the top transport. Not just session record, arrangement record. Now launch scene 1, intro Atmos, and let it run for 8 bars. Launch scene 2, pre-drop, for 8 bars. Here's an easy tension wrap for those 8 bars. First half, keep the break more filtered and the Atmos present. Second half, open the filter a little and maybe increase a reverb send on a snare hit. Then in the final bar, cut down to almost nothing for a beat or two. Then launch scene 3, drop a bass, and let it run for 16 bars. While the drop plays, perform a few simple variations. At the end of every 8 bars, trigger your fill clip for 1 bar. Mute the Atmos briefly for impact, then bring it back, and do a gentle auto-filter sweep on the Amen or the Atmos. If you want an extra floor falls out moment right at the drop without extra samples, you can do a quick operator sub-drop on the SUB track, sine wave, pitch envelope dropping 12 to 24 semitones, decay around 150 to 350 ms, triggered right on the drop. When your performance is done, press stop.